The CDC says Native Americans have high rates of asthma. It causes them to miss school and work, and in some cases even die from the condition. Some students on the Yakima Reservation in eastern Washington are trying to solve this problem by going to the root. Reporter Eilish O'Neill asked them what they're up to.
Near the middle of the Yakima Reservation, Travis Hole lives with his kids and dog in a trailer. Two of his four kids have asthma. Hole says Tyson, his middle son, has a particularly bad case.
He'd go through coughing attacks that were just horrible. He had to be hospitalized a few times when he was a little person.
Hole says it was hard to see his son in an oxygen tent.
And it's scaring him, so of course you're scared for him. And of course you're a parent. It hurts you to see them go through it.
Hole says one of the things that would set off his son's coughing was smoke. Many households on the reservation have only wood stoves to keep warm during eastern Washington's bitterly cold winters. That's because electric heat is expensive, but wood is free. Members of the Yakima Nation have a treaty-guaranteed right to gather wood to heat their homes.
If you stood out on the deck, you would see as far as the foothills. And this whole valley, the smoke will just sit in this valley.
And it really has an impact on people's health.
That's Jessica Black. She's an environmental science professor at Heritage University on the Yakima Reservation.
We know that there's things that can be done, but without any data, there's not a lot we can do.
In order to gather that data, Black enlisted students at a high school on the reservation to set up low-cost air quality monitors across the Yakima Nation.
The families are far more comfortable having people that they feel like they know enter their homes so that they can place the air quality monitors.
Is that the best spot to put a monitor?
Half a dozen White Swan High School students are learning how to set up monitors.
I think that's possible since the door is right here.
In past years, many students put monitors up in their own homes. Alexa Weaseltail put one in the home of her cousin, who has a wood stove.
When we saw the data, it was like really bad. And we didn't expect it to be that bad.
Weaseltail herself grew up in a house with a wood stove, and she has asthma.
Maybe we should clear the environment and like have cleaner air.
The monitors Weaseltail and others are setting up detect particulate matter from other sources, like forest fires and smudge pots. But in the winter, the biggest problem is wood smoke from heating homes. Keith Hurley, director of the county's Clean Air Agency, runs a program for low-income families to get up to $6,000 to swap out old dirty stoves for newer stoves that burn cleaner.
Wood stove changeout was my way of addressing, to the greatest extent possible, the emissions.
It's a voluntary program that offers stoves to some people on and off the reservation.
The more of these we get changed out, the greater the reduction will be in the particulate that's put into the air shed in the winter months.
Over the past year, the agency has spent about $600,000 changing out about 100 stoves. There's a smaller amount of money from the EPA doing the same. And the federal agency is working with the Yakima Nation to better regulate older, dirtier wood stoves. For NPR News, I'm Alicia O'Neill on the Yakima Reservation.